Welcome back to Muslimish. It's your host, Aziza.
It's Umu
And Miriam.
And
And
today, and today we got a fun episode, not gonna lie to you. At least to me, I think
this
the
is not
topic is
fun.
low-key fun.
We're going to be dissecting the ins and outs of double standards when it comes to women and men.
Aziza thinks misogyny is fun. I'm joking. I'm joking. But yeah, guys, let's just get right into it.
So just a reminder, we're not trying to make it seem like men here are bad people, that they're evil guys. Like, that's not what we're saying.
I'm
Girl.
joking.
So we're gonna start by talking about our experiences as women, and then we're gonna bring up some stuff that we've seen. And this is not fiction because we've experienced stuff. So yeah.
Bro said this is not fiction.
Also, it's also not to make Islam look bad. We're talking about people, not the religion. We're talking about how it is just culturally and how it is in society today, and not how Allah made it, because that's not how He made it. This just happened to be how it is.
Yeah,
Exactly.
okay. I want to start off strong by saying that last week I posted a TikTok and I basically was like I posted a video of the men's side of the mosque and the women's side of the mosque, and it was a joke. Me and my cousin were just joking about it, like it was not to be taken literally. And the amount of backlash I got, I wallahi, bro, I swear I did not expect that. Like, I thought people would be laughing about it because, I see other people voting, posting videos like that, and I see guys posting videos like that. And I'm like, we're all aware of what's happening. Like, men's side of the mosque is usually bigger and cleaner and always well, like, cleaned and whatever. But the woman's side is smaller, it's not always well cleaned and stuff. And people were telling me, you're a woman, you should be staying home, you shouldn't even be going to the mosque to pray. But what does that have to, like, of course it's sunnah to like pray at home as a woman, but it's not, as a woman you're not prohibited from attending the mosque. So I was dumbfounded. I was like, oh, and people were saying going to hell, and people was like, this is what you get, and people were like, you're not donating to the mosque, why are you even complaining? And it was like, you should be staying home and praying. I was dumbfounded to say that.
Going to hell for going to the mosque is insane. Like,
It's
who are
insane,
you?
right?
Allah? How are you
Exactly.
gonna judge me? I'm doing something good, bro.
It's they said it's sunnah to go to pray at home as a woman, but it never says that a woman cannot go to the mosque to pray. Never said that.
Me personally, I was reading those comments shocked, because it's just like, even if it's enough for a woman to pray at home, that does not mean that a woman's side of a mosque gets to be musty and dusty and small, because they're gonna like we still women still go to the mosque. Like, there's Eid, there's Ramadan. Imagine having to pray in that small enclosed space for Eid when you're trying to have a fun time. Like,
And also because of that, like I was looking at the comments, I was looking at like the people who were commenting this stuff, and it was literally men. It was literally men. And I just find it like insane that men are commenting on this stuff. Men were commenting on this stuff when they literally don't understand what it's like as a woman having to deal with that, you know? So, and I ended up deleting the video because guess what? I'm kind of weak. Cyberbullying is not for the easy.
no, can we take a moment to talk about that? Because some of you guys might have saw, but I posted a TikTok on the Muslimist TikTok, which, if you're not following, by the way, you should go and follow it. But I posted a TikTok, and it was basically me saying, like, me when I see Muslims at Christmas parties, and the audio was saying, "What are you doing in there with all them?" And then some girl who I don't even think she's Muslim personally, but she was like, respectfully, mind your business, sister. Something, something, something. Some girl was like, oh, this is not it. And then somebody else invited all Muslims to their Christmas parties. That was my first time getting like hate comments for something so small too. Like, I didn't even say anything bad. I'm just saying, as a Muslim, you shouldn't be at a Christmas party, but you do you. But like, that cyberbullying, guys, I understand. I understand. Cyberbullying is not, no, I will never go through it again.
Yeah. Because the internet, okay, now that we talk about the internet, let's talk about as a Muslim woman being on the internet compared to a Muslim man on the internet. Okay, so y'all probably don't know this, but I post a lot on the internet, and I don't really post religious content, but when I do, I just be like, can I like not? Like, the second I put hashtag Muslim in my caption, it's over, guys. I learned my lesson. Do not put hashtag Muslim in your
don't head. Do it.
Don't. Because they will pour it into you. These are grown haram police. These are unmarried men who have a say in whatever women are going through. And it bothers me. Yeah. Like, I saw this hijabi woman, like, she was like fixing her jilbab and whatever. And you know, her jilbab just like it fell just a little, her wrist was showing, just a little. But the point of the video is she was showing how to be modest. And the backlash in the comments, sister, why are you showing your wrist? Sister, why are you doing this? This is haram, astaghfirullah. And it's like, why are you all up on that? Like, did you forget the point of the video? But when a man shows his arwa, nobody's saying anything. It's silent. Not a peep.
Bro, it's like there's two sides of the Muslim community. Especially on TikTok, okay? Especially on TikTok. There's the side where it's like men, like just misogynistic men that think they have a say in like what we do. And they don't become an other men. They just become an other women, right?
Mm-hmm.
They think they're like, they know everything. Wallahi. Okay, besides that, you like check them out, check their TikTok pages. Wallahi, you'll see stuff. You would never expect somebody that's doing all that stuff to be saying that stuff on your in your comments, bro. They be like, haram, sister, what are you doing? You should be covering yourself. when my ankles are showing.
You know what, that mind you, the profile picture is like him, a mirror selfie, no shirt on.
Exactly.
Literally. Talking about cover up. How about you cover up before we start covering up?
Exactly. And also, I saw the other day, like, I sent this to the group chat. I don't know if y'all looked at it, but I sent a TikTok video of this guy. And, like, I just woke up, mind you. It was, like, 11 a.m. I just got up. And I'm like, let me go on TikTok for a second. The second video I see is this grown man on a podcast talking about, men, if you want to marry somebody, you have to go make sure you see the relation between them and their father. You have to see if they're good people. But what about a man? Video the other day, and this guy was talking about how men should not marry women who have bad relationships with their father, or like this. He was just rambling about men shouldn't marry this type of woman. But you know what's crazy is that most men, like, men don't feel the need to have emotions, like, especially fathers. Like, I know a lot of absent fathers, like, your father is there, but emotionally, he is not there. And it's like, you can't base a woman off of the way they interact with their father, especially because some fathers nowadays, well, I'm just going to say, yeah.
It's not fathering.
For example, my dad.
Yeah, they're just not doing...
They're just there to be called the father. They have the label, but it's not really... You're not doing what a father should be doing. And for them to even say something like that is insane, because a relationship between you and your significant other is so different from a relationship between you and your parents. What does that have to do with anything? Why would you even say... And it was like a imam saying this, no? Like, what are you...
No, it was not an imam. It was just a guy on a podcast. We should...
Oh, really?
Yo, you know what we should do with podcast mics? We should stop selling it to men, or do a background check before you give a podcast mic to a man. Or just make the mic skyrocket. Because men on podcasts nowadays, they just be rambling about misogyny and stuff like that.
So, yeah, I know it's like they're given a mic and they think it's okay to just hate on women. My thing is, you should never, a woman would never get on TikTok and just hate on a man for no reason. Like, I've never seen women be in men's comment section like, "Stafrullah, kafir, go to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell. Allah's going to get you, watch, wallahi, something bad's going to happen to you." But men,
exactly.
Men just be on women's TikTok every day. And the thing, why are you even watching women's TikToks?
Exactly.
You no, think no, you're you all big, bad, and mighty. Like, why are you on women's TikToks then?
Exactly. And they see a thick woman. Okay, mind you, she's like dressed and she has a dress on, like a modest dress on. They're like, "Astaghfirullah, sister. We got to see your body." Like, what am I so? What is she supposed to do? What is she right. supposed to do, bro?
Especially on top of that, you're on social media. Right? You're gonna see women's bodies, like.
Exactly. No. Besides that. Yeah, besides that, like, listen, some women, like, they have, like, curvy bodies. They can't exactly hide it. Even when you wear, like, modest clothes, and mm-hmm. in some part, like, it could be loose on the stomach. It will be, like, tight on the butt or something like that, right? So what am I what is she supposed to do?
What is she gonna do?
Like, I could relate to that a lot. Because, like, you know, I used to, like the way that I'm like dealing with, like trying to wear more modest clothing. Like, I wear baggier pants and I wear skirts, but it's still not loose enough, bro. Like, it's really nothing I can do about that. Like, I got big sizes. Like, it's just the way I was made. And also, like, you know, the men that be commented out on Muslim women's things, when they see a woman that is not Muslim and she's wearing shorts and like a tank, not to say that's bad. Like, that's not my business. But it's like, they don't say anything about that. And then they like the video and scroll.
But they move in silence. That's the thing about Muslim men. They move in silence. But then when they see a Muslim woman doing something, they want to be the biggest hater. And it's not, you have to be supportive. Mm-hmm. You have to be supportive. Like, if you see a Muslim woman not being modest on TikTok, like, it's not your job to go and tell them that they're a bad Muslim. Just leave them. Because at the end of the day, you posting with shorts above your knees, and no woman has ever told you to cover up your legs, ever.
Let me tell you something. I forgot the something that I was gonna say. Sorry,
girl.
No. Also, like, the reason why I think they have that mindset is because of culture. I don't think it's Islam, because, you know, Islam teaches us to respect our women. You know the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when who are you supposed to love first? Allah, and then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then your mother, and then your father, right? But it's like the men, these cultures, I don't know, something about I'm up here and you're down here. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that, but take that back to wherever that came from, because I don't know that. And it's like, exactly. And it's like, I know women are held on a high standard in Islam. I'm not dumb. I can look it up right now. I can watch a video. It's not that hard. And because of that perception, other people who don't know Islam view Islam as a misogynistic religion. When mm-hmm. it's like the way you treat, if you want people to respect your religion or your culture, you have to respect the people in your religion and culture, and mm-hmm. you have to show it in a good view for other people who don't understand it to know, like, this is a very nice religion. There's no misogyny. It's like everybody's like very, like, you know, on a good level and stuff. But then they exactly. Muslim men, they don't understand that.
Exactly. And that reminds me of your TikTok post, because people were in your comments saying, "Oh, you're making Islam look bad, you're making Islam look bad." But no, it's you, the commenter, that's making Muslims and Islam look bad, because you're saying, "Oh, women aren't required to be in the mosque. Oh, you're ungrateful, this, that." That's the comments they're seeing. I'm no,
you know what's, you know what's so crazy?
Wait. I know these people are not thinking, yeah, Allah built that mosque like that. Like, it's the person who built the mosque, not Allah. So you commenting that crazy stuff is what making those people move away from Islam, and it's what makes them think Islam is misogynistic. It's not the video, it's you.
No, because let me tell you something. They come at you talking about, "Oh, go pray, go do this, go do that, become closer to Allah." But the second you do it, they're like, why do you have to show it on TikTok? Why do you have to do this? Why do you have to do that? Like, I'm going to the mosque. Why are you coming at me? Weren't you the one telling me to go to the mosque not too long ago?
And they criticize everything that a Muslim woman will do. Like, we're too, like, you know, also, like, not only that, but, like, reverts. Like, female reverts that reverted to Islam, these women, I feel so bad for them. Like, I'll go in the comments and, like, you know, when you're reverting, Islam is a very big religion. Like, you have to pray 5 times a day, and then you got to make your du'as, and you got to read Quran. It's, like, a lot of stuff to do to be, like, a good Muslim and to worship Allah. But these people, they saw a revert. The second they revert, they should know everything in one day. And it's like, not that way. Like, I saw this Muslim woman on TikTok, and she was just like trying to do like modesty and stuff. And the men were like, that's not modest. That's not modest. Bro,
yeah.
She's learning. Like, imagine one day you're just like wearing like tight clothing and stuff like that. And then you're like, oh my God, I want to join this religion, right? The next day, you're like, you have to take baby steps. You can't just take one leap from one thing to another. Islam is a lifestyle. There's stuff people have to follow to be a good Muslim. And these men make it so hard for Muslim women because there's just a lot of expectation. And, you know, they try to, like, keep up, but it's still too much. But eventually they're going to get it. So why are you shaming them when they reverted, like, last week, bro? Like, calm down.
Exactly. That reminds me, I think there's one revert on TikTok. I think her name is Morgan or something. Mm-hmm. And she had literally just reverted. Like, what guided her to revert was, like, you know, the stuff going on in Palestine. So it was very recently that she reverted. She posted a, huh?
Is she the black one?
Yeah.
I think I know her.
And she posted with lip gloss on, right? Mind you, her face was not beat. Literally, the only type of makeup she had on her face was lip gloss. And people were commenting, talking about, why are you wearing lip gloss? Like, that's not halal, something, something. First of all, please calm down. Please calm down. It's lip gloss. It's not a full beat of makeup. Second, it's like, she's a revert. You cannot expect someone who just went from doing all this haram stuff to, like, in a day, in a second, being the most halal person you know. And if that was a man, y'all would never do that. And something else I wanted to bring up, you know, the thing that happened today, actually, the football player who posted his Christmas tree, right? Men be laughing and laughing and laughing about that. Wallahi, if that was a woman, it would have been something else. It would have been something different. Nobody would be laughing the way they laughing about that man, because you're a Muslim and people know that, and you post it with Christmas trees with your hijabi family in the back.
The name is literally Muhammad.
Every year, 2019, bro, you have to be a sick joke. That has to be a sick joke. Like, there's no way.
No, I got something else to say. You know, because I got comments telling me what to do and what not to do from the Muslim community, right? And, like, criticizing my ways and all that stuff. Anywho, me personally, I don't know about other people, but most people don't accept, like, not advice, but, like, being pretty much criticized as a way of improvement. Like, I'm not gonna take advice from somebody that's being rude to me, talking about, what the hell are you doing? You need to stop doing that. I'm not going to take advice from you. That's actually I'm going to do the opposite just to make you mad. If you're talking to me that way, I'm not going to listen to you. If you want to give me advice, or if you want to give somebody, like, another sister advice, try to come, like, tell her nicely. Don't be criticizing. Don't criticize. Because the second she senses, or he senses, that you're, like, being rude, trust me, they're going to stop listening. They might listen, but, like, they're not going to do shit. Sorry. They're not going to do anything that you just said, right? Mm-hmm. You want to, like, give somebody advice? Come to them. Like, speak to them nicely. Like, give them kind of,
advise them. Don't, like...
advice. Don't criticize.
Don't like be like, don't, for example, like, don't go up to someone and be like, oh, you did this wrong, you did this wrong. No, you'd be like, you're gonna be like, oh, this is how you do it correctly, this is how you make do it better, like, and inshallah you can do better, you know, whatever. Because people have to realize it's a journey. It's not like we gonna get it in 1 second. Like, it's a journey. Like, the way I used to dress compared to now, like from 3 years ago to now, it changed a lot, because you eventually have to learn. Like, you know, obviously tomorrow isn't promised, but it's like, Allah knows your intentions. Allah knows if you wanted to do that, you would do it, right? So it's not to say like, oh, we choose not to like, you know, practice Islam better. No, it's just like, it takes time, bro. It's not, yeah.
It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. But also, I also wanted to talk about, like, not only on social media, but in real life, like, the way women are treated in their homes. And as someone from a very household of, like, traditionality of, like, women need to do this, women need to be able to cook, you need to be able to clean. And then, you know, they say, like, all these basic life skills, like cooking and cleaning, but then they add for your husband at the end. That's what triggers me. Because if you say you need to learn how to cook, I would be fine. But then you're going to say you need to cook for your husband.
Wallahi, like, not everything we need to do is for men. What happened to just being who I am for myself and learning to do stuff for myself? Why would I want to learn to cook for a man? That's why whenever my mom tells me that, like, it just makes me go away from wanting to learn how to cook.
Yeah,
because real. if my man cannot cook, that's not my man. I'm not marrying a man who can't cook. I'm not gonna be cooking for you all the time. I'm not your maid. I'm your wife.
No, I feel like that's something of preference, right? But like, yeah, when you tell me like to do something, because I like, if you're gonna tell me because it's gonna help me or like just like giving me advice, okay, that's acceptable. But if you tell me to do it for somebody else, yeah, no.
Like, why would I
want to? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly. And we're not saying in no way, shape, or form that, like, it's not okay to be a housewife, this, that, and third. But not everybody wants to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And just because our parents are that, or, you know, guardians are that, does not mean we have to follow after those footsteps. Because you have to look at those same relationships and see if they're happy in their relationship and be honest.
Yeah. And also, like, for that, like, I'm not going out to say, like, oh, someone who's like loves traditionality, like being in the house, not working, just like being there for their husband only, like, I'm not saying that's like a bad thing. It's like your choice. If you want to do that, go ahead. I have no problem with that. But me personally, I don't want that. I want to be independent. I want to be out in the world, like having a career, you know, and coming home to a family that appreciates like the work and amount I put into like stuff. But, like, you know, I'm not going to shame anyone. It's your lifestyle. But, like, I don't want my parents to see that lifestyle in me. Like, don't force that upon me when it's not what I want, you know?
So. Mm-hmm. And also, I think that's the reason why men grow up to be the way that they are. Because they see their sisters, like, learning how to be these perfect housewives. And they just go and think that it's okay to, like, just treat your wife, like, as a housewife. That's not, like, most likely that's not what your wife wants to be. And I just think that, like, they, like, their ego is so big. And just because your parents treat you that way does not mean any other girl is going to want to treat you that way.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, like, for example, like, I have a younger brother. And some of the stuff he says, I'm just like, yeah, I need to change, like, what he's thinking. I need to stop him from thinking that, oh, it's okay to, like, just tell your woman to do this and this. Because that's what my dad does, right? And my mom allows it because that's how they were raised. And, you know, my mom wants to raise me like that. But it's also like, I was born in America where women are like always fighting for their rights. Women are always doing this and this. Women don't like being independent. And it's like, it, like that, like sort of thing, it battles in my household. Cause like my mom is telling my brother, oh, you just let him sit down. He don't got to do this work, yada, yada. And that's how you raise, I'm sorry, but that's how you raise bad sons. Not bad sons.
Exactly.
But sons who don't, like, appreciate women. Sons who don't want to, like, they appreciate like you raise
bad husband.
Yeah, bad husband. Like you raise a man that thinks that every woman is gonna be like his mother. Like, I don't like that. Like,
exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Like, you're not gonna find a girl who's just like your mom. No one's gonna treat you the way your mom did. So might as well just start learning how to cook and clean now. Mm-hmm. Especially in this new generation. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm not doing all of that for my husband.
No, not me either. These are probably things different.
No, but that's the thing. Like, that's okay if you think that. That's okay if you think that. But it depends. First of all, it depends how your husband acts. Because if he thinks that it's obligatory for you to be doing all of that, then no, I'm not doing it. But if it's just like, obviously, like, I'm gonna be cleaning because, duh, I'm a clean. But if he's trying to force that on me, I'm not doing it.
Also, you know, like, that reminds me of, have you guys ever, like, seen this video of, like, guys be like, what I want in a wife, she has to be able to cook, she has to be able to clean, she has to wear hijab. But then it's like,
you have to be able to provide.
Yeah, you can't cook.
Heavy, what are you bringing to the relationship?
Like, what are you gonna bring to this? You don't cook, you don't clean, you don't have your own hijab. Like, what? Why do you think that this is an
working minimum wage job? What are you bringing to the table?
Like, if it's rent, that's not the only thing that's going. Like, me personally, I'm somebody who likes emotion. Like, I get emotionally tied to people. So if, like, if you're just there and you're not, like, buying me flowers every week or something to make me, like, feel love, like, I'm gonna feel like
this. Then why am I with you? Exactly. If I'm not seeing Chipotle at my house every other week,
if I
don't feel love, that's it. We're breaking up.
And that's what I think, like, men. I'm sorry. But, like, for real though, like, the relationship thing between men and women, it has to be studied, because I feel like this is mostly culture, and like, not all men are like this nowadays. Like, I see men who literally, like, will worship their woman, like, not like you worship them like Allah, but like will love their woman like to their full content. Oh, guys, man that will like love their woman to their full content. And you know, I need that because my parents didn't have that. So it's like,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think that was a pretty good episode. We should just start wrapping up if we only have 10 minutes.
I wanted to add one more thing we didn't mention. Oh, also, like, with relationship things, the shaming of women who divorce and women who want to, like, remarry. Like, if a man wants to remarry, nobody got a problem. Nobody will even think of their past relationship. But if it's a woman, they're gonna be like, oh, what did she do? Why did the man leave her? Like, why do you assume she didn't leave him? Like, and that's how, and I think that's mostly because of culture. They don't understand, like, the idea of, like, understanding that divorce is okay. Like, I'm not gonna, yeah, like, divorce is okay. Like, it's not something that's, like, weird or just off-putting. Like, you can divorce if you want, if you're not happy in your relationship and stuff like that. And you can remarry too, if you want.
Yeah.
No, and crazy thing is, when a woman gets divorced, it's like her life is over. Like, everybody makes her feel like her life is over. Like, you just lost the greatest thing ever. When he, like, half of the time, the whole reason they divorced is because, like, he's either, like, cheating or, like, he's doing something crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. Also, and then it's like, oh,
yeah. Also, like, with that thing, like, your life ends, the culture idea of that, your life, like, I was born, raised to think that my life will revolve around a man. And when I get tied down, my life will always be revolved around that man. And I'm not going to go out here and, like, for example, like, my mom, like, there's some stuff going on, but it's like, my mom will always stick by my side because, you know, she was raised into the idea that you always need to stick with your man. Your life revolves around your husband. Like, if you don't have your husband, you're nothing in this life. And whereas to a man, a woman is really just a prized possession. Like, most of the time, it's just like, oh, I'm married to this girl, whatever. She's going to cook for me. She's going to, you know, have my babies and stuff like that. Whereas a woman, it's like your life, if you're, or like, you know, back then, like, if a male, a guy died, your husband died, women could not remarry. They had to like live their life in like in sorrow of thinking of like their husband just died, and they could never remarry. They could never have another partner. And it's so cliche, and I hate that idea. And I know it's not as common now, but it's like in our generation, at least, because the past generation, they still have that mindset. And it's just like, can we change that, please?
Please. Last thing I'm going to say is us as, wait, hold on. our parents, our immigrant parents, our immigrant moms, really need to learn how to stand up. And if they don't stand up, we have to stand up for them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, guys.
Yeah, I really agree. Stand up for your moms, ladies. Like, your mom is very important, like, you know, in your life. Like, she is your figure. And if your dad is doing something wrong, call him out. Call him out on his BS right now.
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on staying in a toxic relationship with a man that... Staying in a toxic relationship with... Because the kids.
No. I would never do that.
You're talking about, just do it for the kids.
Mm-mm. Even the that's kids worse for them.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to see my mom like fighting with my dad every single day. I'd rather have two like them being away from each other, but like being happy, you know?
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that.
I think we all could, to be honest.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm not gonna leave him because, you know, I have kids. And I've been feeling like a burden. I feel like my mom could have been happy if she didn't have me. Like, that's
for my... Thanks for listening, guys. That's gonna be the end of today's episode. Please, please, please DM us if you're a revert looking to share your story on our podcast. We're looking for girls. We're looking for girls the age of 16 to maybe 20. If you're not in that age range, you know, DM us. We can maybe probably make something work. But follow our TikTok, our Instagram at Muslimish _, or yeah, that's our at, right?
Yeah. And okay. That is all for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And if you're a man, we didn't slander you. It's okay. We
if just the shoe fits, wear it. If you act like that, we did slander you.
Yeah. Be better. As a man, it is your job to like contribute and protect your family. So be a good man. Don't be do not be a misogynist.
Mm-hmm.
And if especially if you're Muslim, like treat like be like Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who treated Khadijah radiallahu in the best way possible.
No, let me say something. If your dad is being toxic and you grew up seeing your dad like being bad to your mom, don't be like your dad. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not gonna gain nothing from being like your dad.
Therapy is very important. It's not like you don't just because you go to therapy, you don't mean it's a bad thing. It just means you're improving yourself. It's a good thing. And that is all for today's episode. Thank you so much. And we'll be back next time.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.